The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Welcome to Real Paranormal Activity, the network. Entertainment you'll enjoy.
You are listening to an RPA production, where people gather. Ladies and gentlemen, RPA is proud to present Aaron's Horror Show with Aaron Frail.
Hi, I'm Orlando Eastwood, director of On the Road, The Search for Bigfoot, and you're listening to Aaron's Horror Show.
You are listening to Aaron's Horror Show, and I'm your host, Aaron Frail. We get to read fiction on the show and talk about some movies, books, you name it. If you like what I do here, please consider supporting the show at patreon.com/AaronFrail. You'll get some books and other cool stuff for your support. Go ahead and also reach out to me at aaronshorrorshow@gmail.com, Aaron Horror Show on Twitter, or Aaron's Horror Show on Facebook. Thank you so much for listening and enjoy.
Welcome to Aaron's Horror Show, and I'm your host, Aaron Frail. I got some more touristic for you today. So, hint, hint, this will be a flashback sequence. So, if you don't know what happened last time, he passed out when he was trying to become Baron. And he failed his 12th trial. Alright, let's go ahead and go back to his flashback. When Grenork regained consciousness, he saw a bright light overhead. At first, he thought it was the light of the two suns baking his burnt body. He felt heat sores on his skin, even though they were covered in bandages. He attempted to sit up and felt chains restraining him to the bed. Transalar sat at his side and laid her hand on his arm.
Easy. You will only irritate your burns if you struggle.
What's the meaning of this? Grenork snarled.
We told them it wouldn't be necessary, but the Turisticu Authority insisted that you be restrained and the guards posted at your door.
The Turisticu, Grenork said. What authority do they have? I am the Baron.
You never completed the 12th trial.
It all came back to Grenork. The punishment from the suns, the sickness that had stricken him when he cited the oath. What happened?
It depends on who you ask.
Enough of these games. Tell me what is going on.
The Turisticu Admiral was found dead in his embassy. He was murdered the night before the 12th trial.
By who?
As far as anyone can tell you.
I was preparing my mind and body for the task ahead.
In solitude.
As is custom.
They had found the sword you had used to kill the Tar Beast. It was also used to decapitate the Admiral.
Anyone could have swiped it after the ceremony.
Your blood and DNA were found everywhere.
I had an altercation with the Admiral earlier that day, but I did not kill him.
See, that's it. There are many witnesses to the shoulder wound you inflicted, and you always had a temper.
Do you believe the accusations?
I don't know what to believe.
That hurt Grenork more than he let on. He turned to the window of his hospital room. It overlooked the capital. The palace was on his father's home, and soon to be his, stood on the bluff in the distance. There was an ordinance that no building could be taller than it. Unlike Earth, where they had paved over nature in a city that spanned the planet, Orkanis still had a lot of space and natural beauty. The Orkandus, who couldn't afford to be on the planet, left for one of the many worlds under the flag of the Barony. After a while, Transolara said, "The people are whispering that the gods judged you to be unworthy because of your crime." "It's a superstitious ritual. You know it. I have completed the oath in training hundreds of times in harsher conditions in preparation for the event. I was drugged."
"Or maybe you lost a lot of blood during your fight with the human and couldn't get a transfusion because that would point suspicion towards you."
"And the sword would not. If I were to kill the Admiral, I would do it in broad daylight, not like a thief in the night."
"I'm only telling you what the investigators are saying. I do not know what happened. I can't say that I know the Admiral was suggesting that you have too much pride in the Orkandu people. Could there be a chance that your temper has gotten away from you?"
Granor strained against his restraints. It was for the better, because he didn't know what he would have done had he not been chained to the bed.
"This is my brother's work."
"To what end?" she asked.
"He wants control of the Barony."
"He has already passed the right to go through the trials."
"Ah, but don't you see? If I fail the 12th trial, I get a chance to try it again in another year when the suns align. In the meantime, he continues to act as proxy."
"Your brother doesn't want to be in charge."
"But if I am locked away in a Teristiku prison, I'll never be able to come home to complete the 12th trial. My brother could rule forever so long as I'm alive," Granork said.
"That's a loophole. He'll be pressured by the House of Lords for an opened rite of ascension. The Barony will be in chaos for a while the masses struggle for the throne."
"I did not kill that man, nor did I fail the 12th trial through any shortcoming. What else explains what happened?"
"You're speaking of allegations with no proof,"
Transolara yelled and lowered her voice.
"Run away with me."
"What?"
"I have a shuttle, ready to take off. We can gather our children and leave. There are plenty of neutral worlds that will take us. With my family's wealth,
you're asking me to disgrace not only myself, but my children," Granork scoffed.
"What good would it be to your children in a Teristiku prison?"
"The Teristikus have a fair and just legal system. They'll not risk war, and the trial will allow me to expose Tretkit for the traitor he is."
"His robe is long and full of many jewels. Even if what you're saying is true, he can pay off any doctors who do a toxic G screening on you. The detectives at the crime scene have no doubt been paid off. He can probably even afford to pay off a Teristiku judge."
"The Teristiku will bring their own doctors and own investigators. My mind is made up."
"So that's it, then?"
"Yes."
Transolara sat at his bedside and touched her horn to his. A silence fell over the room. Granork could hear the tremble in her breathing. His heart sank, and the anger for his brother grew.
All right. That's it. That was the chapter for today's Teristiku. Kind of short, I know. But we'll go back and see what's happening in the present arc of action, where they're going to meet the mysterious employers of the Orkandu. All right. Well, have a good night and, or good day or good lunch hour, good break. I don't know. Good workout. Are you on a treadmill, elliptical machine? Listen to this. I don't know. You could be anywhere. I listen to stuff while usually cooking dinner, breakfast, stuff like that. So have a good cooking session if that's what you're doing. Because, you know. Who knows how you're listening? So whatever you're doing, may it be good. Good night.